I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Femi Abebefe, Matt Moore, our crew, and you. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. 20 minutes from now, the whale capper Drew Dinsick will join us from NBC Sports. Best bets for Week 11 in the NFL. We'll talk some NBA with Whale also. And 40 minutes from now, Femi and I give you all our bets for tonight in sports, the NBA, college hoops. And Frozen Femi has hit the ice and has some goal scorer bets for us. Oh, baby, we can't wait for it. 40 minutes from now to wrap up the show. But joining us right now, the aforementioned Matt Moore, our good buddy, Action Network, Buckets, Locked On NBA, at HP Basketball on Twitter. Link to the Substack is there. I always enjoy Matt live tweeting the NBA. That was kind of like my second screen last night during Eagles-Packers, was watching Matt's Twitter feed during these, I'm being serious, during these electric endings of last night, a magnificent Monday night in the NBA. Welcome back to the show, my friends. How are you?
Doing well, man. Got my favorite intro music. Got the right now. I got like all the hits playing. I'm very excited to be back on the show.
First question, will the Kansas City Chiefs, our Chiefs, cover on the road in Denver? Not actually, although the answer to that question I think is going to be yes, Matt. Celebrity Chiefs fan, Matt Moore.
I bet Broncos, man. I think that line, that's too much, man. Like, you're telling me that if we flip home field here, with it being, according to Nephilo.com, that it's, that flips it to like 8.5? Like, KC 8.5 at home over? No, I can't get there. So I bet Broncos here. KC's going to have to prove they could be a team with a pass rush before I can buy in. Because every time that they face a team that's got a pass rush, you take Mahomes away ability to make magic happen, and it turns out that they're just like a normal team. So I like Broncos there.
I mean, oh ye of little, we do this every year with you.
Yes.
Oh
yes,
ye, oh ye, I mean, God Almighty, just what a, you it are was, a spoiled. Look, take this from a Yankees, but you are a It's actually, it's unbelievable how spoiled a Chiefs man you are to say things like that. Come on, you know what?
Look,
we're,
man,
done. We're done.
Look,
with the NFL. We're done.
Okay,
we're done. Let's talk some NBA, my friend. Can the Dallas Mavericks pull it out of the fire now after firing Nico Harris and turn the season around? How are you looking to bet the Mavericks in the short term? Kyrie Irving comes back. Does that help things? Like, give us your bird's eye view here on the Dallas Mavericks post-Nico firing.
I mean, look, I was down on them before the season started, and definitely I think the vibes were bad, but also, like, this roster is not well put together. They've got one point guard, and it's D'Angelo Russell, and they're not starting him, and he's been bad when he's been on the floor, so I think that's a problem. So, like, I'm not looking to buy Mavericks stock here. If Anthony Davis comes back, does Davis fix all their problems? No, because they don't have any way to score. Like, Davis comes back and they add a score, but you still have to have mechanisms to provide him opportunities to score. Davis is not the type of player that you just give the ball to and are like, go get him, big fella. Like, he has to get lobs. He has to catch pick and pops. He has to catch opportunities to score. He is not a one-on-one scorer. He'll make the defense better, but the defense was already okay. So we'll see what the line pops at with Phoenix taking on Dallas. I've liked Phoenix a lot this year. If that line, though, is exaggerated and there's too much of a market move on Phoenix, is this a good spot? Yeah, just because, like, there's going to be such a breath of fresh air in that building. Like, the fans don't have to boo their own team anymore. They don't have to chant, fire the GM, when their team is trying to win a basketball game and is at the free throw line. So it can help in the short term, but I'm definitely not buying anything long term with the Dallas Mavericks.
Are you buying anything long-term with the 9-2 Detroit Pistons, who I don't even want to bang on them for the game being so close against the Wizards last night, second half of a back-to-back, still a young team, and they did win the game. Where are you at on the Pistons being for real this year?
I love this team. I love the way this team was put together. I took the over on their win total. I think 5-1, that 5-1 for the division was our future's best bet this week on buckets. The Cavaliers are a little shaky. If the Pistons just get out to an unreasonable start here and the Cavs keep having injury issues, Darius Garland now out for an unknown period of time, Donovan Mitchell's going to rest the second game in Miami tomorrow night. Like, to me, that there's a lot of signs here pointing that Detroit might sneak up here and grab the division at 5-1. So I think there's probably a little bit of value on that. It's not like a full play, but I do think it's worth at least exploring that option. And if you're looking for kind of a good way to bet it, I like this playoff version of this team even better than the regular season version. Like, they were there with the Knicks. They were right there with the Knicks in that series. They go on, maybe they catch Boston. Maybe they make the conference finals. Like, they have that kind of runway here. You could bet Eastern Conference Finals MVP still in the market. That market is still available at some books. I would be looking at Cade Cunningham to be able to make that type of a run. I think he is that level player. I think Cade Cunningham is going to be an MVP ballot guy. I bet him for MVP. He's not going to win. I'm going to be like, hey, look at all the CLV I got. Num, 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 num. But Eastern Conference Finals MVP, that's a much more interesting bet with how the East looks to be shaping up.
Yeah, that CLV sandwich, especially around the holidays, it always tastes pretty good. Let's talk MVP, Matt, as we get into some NBA awards here. I'm looking at the odds board. I'm watching the games. I'm seeing the box scores. I see Nikola Jokic is plus 400. Is Nikola Jokic live to win the MVP? Because everyone's talking about Wemby and Luka and SGA. And here's Jokic maybe putting together his best season ever with a Nuggets team that looks pretty damn good through the first few weeks of the season.
Yeah, it's incredible. What I would say is I think there's going to be more nights where Jokic doesn't score as much because he doesn't have to. So he's picked his spots early. He starts off the season and he doesn't score all that much. Like, he had, like, not, he was scoring below 25 points a game. And then he got certain matchups and was like, oh, I can beat up this team. This is, like, very favorable for me. I could just easily score 30, 35 here. I'll go ahead and do that. He has the option every single night to be able to do whatever he wants. That's how good he is right now and how good this team is around him. So he will have MVP type numbers. A good kind of test case for this is tomorrow night, right? They're facing the Kings tonight. They've got a back-to-back versus the Clippers. They rested Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon at home in the back-to-back versus the Pacers. Joker makes a big deal out of playing every game. Like, he never wants to sit. If they sit him on the second night of the back-to-back versus the Clippers, that indicates a shift by this team towards, hey, we are going to try and get Nikola's various resting spots throughout the season. I think they could still win without Nikola. That's how messed up the Clippers are. If they rest him, then I definitely don't think you want to bet it because there's a good chance he misses the 65. But look, I can't argue with the idea of betting the best player in the sport having his best season, which Giannis has been amazing. He's been so good, man. Giannis has been so incredible. And Jokic has been better. Like, Jokic has been the best player in the NBA so far this season. And he will continue to put up those kind of performances, but I don't know if the scoring will continue, which might get you a pathway here. And then you get the whole problem of SGA is on a team that's going to win 65 and he's going to average 30 plus. And that's just hard not to vote for.
This is You Better You Bet, Nick Costos, Femi Bebefe, hanging out with Matt Moore, NBA writer at the Action Network, host of the Buckets podcast on Twitter at HP Basketball. How you betting most improved player, where Josh Giddey has emerged as the favorite so far early in the season?
Yeah, I like Giddey here at this number. I think it's probably worth taking a look at. So a big factor here is kind of the question is, who's going to make an all-star team? Like, the first-time all-star is almost always the one that you want to look at. And if you look at kind of like the board that we've got up here, if you're watching, like Amen Thompson slipping to 25-1, I think is really interesting because Amen's actually been great. Like, Amen's been great. And yet he was the favorite in preseason at one point, and he slid down. I don't see Avdija making the All-Star game because I don't think the Blazers are going to be good enough for him to get that kind of attention. That Jalen Durant's team has been significant. We talked about him on Sunday as well. He was at a much longer number. He's taken a lot of steam. I would tell you to target teams where a guy has made a big leap for a team that now is in position for him to be a first-time all-star for a team that's going to make the playoffs. And that's why right now I think Josh Giddey is good value here at plus 340. If you can get that number, that's a really good number on Josh Giddey here, even taking him as a chalk.
Obviously, Nico Harrison's the big news with the Dallas Mavericks. They fired him. But do you think in the rookie of the year market, should Cooper Flagg still be the favorite? Like, is that correct when you look at it? BetMGM, he's minus 115. You got VJ Edgecombe. He started the season fast. Con Knipple now has emerged out there in Charlotte. Is Cooper Flagg a justified favorite? It's early, but still, I think it's a fair question to ask.
I think it's fair for him to be the favorite. He's flipped. He touched real briefly. He touched plus 115 and then bounced back as he started to get going back to minus 125. I think he should be favorite, but he shouldn't be odds on. I do not think that he should be a minus number in the market. I think he should be, you know, plus 105, plus 115. So we're, you know, about 30 cents off of what I think his value is here. I don't think he should have majority share of this vote ticket, though, with the way that VJ has played, with the way Cedric Coward has played, even though guys that are drafted that low usually do not win this award. And then I still think Trey Johnson's got an outside chance of hitting it. I love every time that he gets any sort of minutes, and he will get more minutes as the Wizards shift more into development mode and getting him more opportunities.
What about Con Knipple?
Look, he's good. Like, there's no question.
Every game they play, it's like Con Knipple has done something like no rookies. I'm not saying he's like as good as Flagg so far, but he has been spectacular for the Hornets.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been terrific, and it doesn't matter how good your team is. Like, that does not matter in rookie of the year at all. So that number at plus 480 probably has a little bit of value on it. I don't really want it because I don't know what's going to happen with this Hornets team. I just don't know. I don't know what the usage is going to look like. Are they going to keep LaMelo? Are they going to trade Miles Bridges? Because, God, they need to trade Miles Bridges. They need to trade him 2 years ago. I don't know what direction that they're going to go in, and that makes me a little bit nervous. I never want to see rookies in situations where things could drastically change over the next couple of months. And if you think, like, the only way that this changes is if LaMelo gets traded and then there's more uses for Con, I get it. That makes sense. And you can go that direction. But I'm going to wait a little bit more to see what happens with this Hornets team.
Give me quick takes on the two LA teams. A, upside for the Lakers. B, what the hell's going on with the LA Clippers at 3-7?
Yeah. Lakers, team's good, man. I kind of argued in favor of them over the summer, saying, like, look, if you take the names off the jerseys and just look at, they added a wing, that's Marcus Smart, who can defend, a versatile forward, Jake LaRavia, and a center who can run pick and roll, DeAndre Ayton. Like, just add the archetypes. Don't worry about the names. Just worry about the roles that they play.
I see why you did that. Don't worry. I see why you did that. Don't worry about the names. That was well done. Because the names are not great. But otherwise, I really like that. Please continue.
Yeah. So don't do that. But I do think that they've got kind of a formula coming together. I don't know what this. I don't know what's going on with LeBron. I don't know what's, you know, he's practicing with the G League team. Sure, I guess he'll play, but man, it still seems like very weird vibes that you can't trade him at $52 million. I'll be very curious to see kind of what happens when he comes back and how that changes things, because Rui Hachimura, look, if you want to fade them, this is the biggest reason. Rui Hachimura right now has the second highest half-court points per possession mark. So every time that you slow the ball down and just run sets from everyone scoring in the league right now, Rui Hachimura is second in points per possession behind Nikola Jokic. That's how hot Rui has been. So that's probably a reason to fade him a little bit, but I think this team is really good. I think they can be a top four seed and make a run in the playoffs, but I don't think they're a title team.
Matt, we closed the last hour of the show, and I was saying how open, and honestly, I think we all knew the East was going to be open coming into the year. It feels like even more open than that where we're at thus far on the calendar. So if we want to say, I think most people agree with this, right? And I am a Knicks fan. If the Knicks and the Cavs are the two best teams in the East, if not by record right now, then we think those are the two best teams. Maybe your answer to this question is the Pistons. And you said like, you really like the construction of the Pistons earlier in this interview. If there was a team in the East, because I think you can make the case for so many teams, and I think that's what's so interesting. If there's a team that would upend the apple cart, it's okay if it's Detroit. Who is it and why?
I have two answers for you. The first answer is the Atlanta Hawks if they trade Trae Young. And the second answer is the Miami Heat.
This I knew Heat you team, were going to say the Heat. I knew it.
I love that. Loved him in preseason. Got him 18-1 on the division. I love the way this team plays basketball. Davion Mitchell is a dog, averaging 8 assists per game.
Is this the best coaching job of Spo's career? Like, it's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable, especially because I was trying to explain this today. Everyone thinks it's like, oh, they're fast-paced. It's all offense. Look at these scores. No. Go look at it. Their offense is actually mid. They just play fast. But by playing fast, you are constantly back on your heels, so you are exhausted when you have to go against their set half-court defense. They're an elite defense that plays at light speed. It is unbelievable the kind of framework that they're running here, using the system from Noah LaRoche, who was in Memphis last year and got Taylor Jenkins fired. It is a wild story, but this Heat team, I'm telling you, Hero, Bam, no problem with them coming back into the fold. They've got some trade targets. Jaime Hawkins, the sixth man of the year candidate. I really think the Heat are alive to win the division and make a run in the playoffs and maybe win this thing.
But just like the Knicks are going to win the East, right? 5 seconds?
No, absolutely not. I do not trust that team at all.
Well, we'll talk to you next time, buddy.
Thanks, Nick.
Matt Moore joining us here on the show at HP Basketball, Action Network, Buckets, Locked On. The best when it comes to breaking down the NBA. On the other side, we'll get best bets for Week 11 in the NFL with our friend, the Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick of NBC Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
All our bets for tonight coming up 20 minutes from now. I've got
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I have 7 bets for tonight in the NBA and college basketball.
Ooh.
I'm excited to give my card. Femi's excited. You have a big card too, right? You said before the show?
I have 8 across basketball and a few in the hockey. So, yeah, we're active.
Let's go.
Baby.
Let's go. Yeah. Just, you know, you're not spraying the entire bankroll on a Tuesday night, but, you know, we'll toss it around a little bit. We'll have some fun. Gamble responsibly, obviously. Mm-hmm. All our bets are coming up at the end of the show. But joining us right now, talking week 11 in the NFL, time flies when you're having fun. We'll get to some NBA as well, I am sure, is the well-coiffed and the very handsome and the very sharp Drew Dinsick, better known to you and yours as the Whale Capper on Twitter at @whale_capper. Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing tremendously well. It's great to be on with you guys. Excited to talk a little NBA. Excited to talk a little bit week 11. A lot going on in the world of sports that I'm fired up about right now.
Let's start with the NFL as per usual. And the question that we always start with, what is your best bet, Drew, for this week in the National Football League and why?
Well, catch me by surprise here. I didn't see this one coming. give me the Panthers. 3.5, I think, is a nice one. Obviously, you get the travel advantage. Very rarely do you have a road team with a meaningful travel advantage. Panthers do. Falcons electing not to have their bye on the way back from Berlin. Good luck to them. And just in general, the fact that you're getting the hook on top of the three, I think, is pretty nice. The margin between these two teams is nil. Panthers had a bad performance off of a bad week of practice somehow. And I think ultimately I like sort of the leaders of the locker room sort of taking and, you know, owning it, so to speak, the week 10 performance. And I think you're going to get something a little sharper here. Falcons also dealing with, you know, injuries to the interior offensive line, which does not match up well against Derek Brown, injuries to the secondary all of a sudden, which was the strength of that defense. So, I think if the Panthers can put together, again, a good week of practice, I think they take on the Falcons and stay inside the 3.5. So Carolina +3.5, -113 in the books.
That was and Drew is alluding to a bunch of the Panthers players saying after the loss on Sunday to the Saints that they knew on Thursday and Friday that their practices were not good enough to compete on Sunday. Where it's like, guys, like, okay, like, you beat the Packers, can you? Like, insane. We need Eric Eager to kick some ass in that Carolina locker room. That's what this is going to be.
Yes.
Drew, do you have another bet that you like coming up for Week 11 in the NFL? And just so you know, if you don't mention Rams, Seahawks, or Eagles, Lions, we will ask you about those games.
I'd love to talk about those games because those are your four best teams, and then there's a gap in the NFC. And the fact that they're both playing each other this
weekend. Tell us what you think.
Awesome.
Rams 2.5. Rams 3. Eagles 2.5.
I thought. My fares say that Seahawks-Rams should be closer to a pick, and I thought it was going to come in, and I was actually going to get involved with the Rams if it got to, like, a pick 'em, because it just in general, it feels like the margin between these two teams is virtually nothing. Perfect matchup for Rams if they elect to go with their tight end sets and really kind of put some pressure on the linebacking coverage units for the Seahawks. And in general... Gosh, man, such a good game. This is the best game of the year so far. Seahawks, Mike McDonald having, kind of the recipe to stick it to McVay, even, you know, that to a degree, I feel like a lot of what he was doing with the misdirection and the simulated pressures, what the Rams have now evolved into, I think will solve that. And so I'm leaning Rams here ultimately, but the market is ahead of me and I'm not going to lay 3. If for whatever reason there is enough support here for the Seahawks into the close and it comes off the 3 and it's back into the 2.5-2 range, I'll bet the Rams. But right now I'm just going to be watching every snap of that as a fan because... this is a pretty close call.
What about Eagles Lions?
Eagles Lions is kind of the same boat. My numbers said Lions on the open, and I waited long enough to see a somewhat influential money come in on Philly, and so it's kind of caught me by surprise. And the same thing happened last week. I wanted Packers, influential money came in on the Philly, and I was like, I guess maybe there's something here. I don't know. I'm just gonna let the Eagles players have their day. But I'm still not really seeing the Eagles at the same class as the other three teams in the four of this four pack, but they are home. It is going to be a night game at the Link. That is an extremely difficult place to go and play. And for what it's worth, the Detroit offensive line having the injuries and just, you know, there's enough weaknesses and enough cracks for Detroit that I definitely can see a path to victory here for Philly. So another stay away for me, even though that's a really, really good game. I think I honestly think the attention, you know, both of those games are going to kind of suck a lot of the air out of the room in the handicapping space. And you might actually find some of the values in the games that are a little bit less paid attention to. But similarly, I think, Matt, you know, solid matchups. If you want to jump into one, I laid it with the Steelers. You know, the right now, the worst unit in football is the Cincinnati Bengals defense. They are playing at about an 18th percentile level. It is almost impressive how bad they are. And for most of what we've seen with Aaron Rodgers kind of coming back to earth after such a, you know, honeymoon start with the Steelers, is that he's been playing real defenses that can generate pressure, that can move him off of his mark, that can, you know, kind of remind him that he, you know, he is on in harm's way. Not seeing a lot of that here, potentially, with this Bengals defense coming into the fold. And I think you're going to get a pretty balanced attack, and Steelers stay ahead of the chain, stay on schedule. And ultimately, this number should be closer to 7, in my opinion. It is pretty fascinating, though. Like, I know that the Steelers lost last time these guys played each other, and Flacco had, you know, his best game of the season, but that game closed Steelers -5.5 in Cincy, and the Bengals are not better. The Steelers are who we thought they were, and now here they are at home at 5.5 again, and it just feels like this is a little bit of a market overreaction that's not really taking the poor quality of the Bengals defense seriously enough.
Well, Drew, you talked about the NFC game, Seahawks, Rams, Lions, Eagles. Well, what about the AFC game? This will be the national audience. Jim Nantz, Tony Romo in Denver for Chiefs at the Broncos. Kansas City coming off the bye. 4-point favorites, total 44.5. Is that justified, or is there maybe a little bit of value on Bo Nix and the Broncos?
I think this is a perfect number. It's inflated. It represents a sincere belief that the bye and Andy Reid are like peas and carrots, and he's going to come out of the this extra rest with a game plan that's just going to rip apart the Denver Broncos defense. And I'm actually ready to see it, because while I rate neutrally the Broncos as the best defense in the NFL, it is pretty clear that when they go up against the best of the best, there are cracks. There are ways you can take advantage of these guys. Pat Sertan's not going to be out there. And a lot of the secondary pieces, if you can get away from their safeties in the passing game, you can really hurt them. So I think this is actually a really nice matchup for the Chiefs offense to flex a little bit. I think I haven't played anything on this. It takes a little bit later in the week until I have limits up on team totals, if I ever get them. But Chiefs team total looks like the bet on that one, where you're literally just trying to capitalize on the perception of the Denver Broncos defense, which is going to smother bad offenses and ultimately get truly tested by a Chiefs offense at full throttle.
How are you betting the Bucks and the Bills? I like Tampa. I took 5.5. We talked about it on the show yesterday. I just think Buffalo's in a really bad space right now. But Tampa offensively, they've also dropped off as well. What do you make of that game side and total in Buffalo?
Yeah, I was the buy low on Buffalo here. I hit that at 5 -114. It's bounced. It doesn't inconsequential 5.5, you know, is pretty much a dead number. So I would still say 5.5 -110 would be my play, if anything. And it's a little bit of a buy low on the Bills. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense, I think, got exposed last week against the Patriots. If you're not able to generate confusion and pressure, or, you know, if you're not able to generate confusion and speed up and make force mistakes out of the quarterback, you know, all of a sudden you're secondary can be picked apart with Tampa Bay. And I think ultimately Josh Allen does that as well as any quarterback in the NFL. And he's going to have a field day here throwing against these guys. And I know Kincaid has turned out to matter a ton for this Buffalo Bills offense. And a lot of their other wide receivers aren't getting a ton of separation. Khalil Shakir, probably the best of this group. And he's been underutilized for some reason so far this season. But James Cook matches up fairly nicely in that he can get away from Vita Vea and outside the tackles against this Buccaneers linebacking group. And Josh Allen, I do think, has his bounce back moment. Tampa Bay offense is reeling with the injuries, and I think we'll have a difficult time going score for score with Buffalo in this one. So probably my least favorite side that I bet so far this week, but I laid it with the Bills.
Do you have anything else that you like in the NFL, or do you want to talk some NBA?
Sure. I played over 47.5 in the Berlin game with the Commies and the Dolphins. Two very, very suspect defenses, and like the matchups for both of those offenses, particularly the Commanders' run offense and then the Dolphins' pass offense. So that one looks like a really fun opener on Sunday. I played under 44.5 in the Green Bay Packers New York Giants game, expecting Russell Wilson to go for the Giants, hoping, wishing that it was not the case, but it probably will be Russell Wilson and not Jameis Winston. But Green Bay Packers defense, I think, sets up nicely against that Giants offense. And I'm a little bit concerned that the Packers offense is going to continue to look very beatable, considering that they lose their center to the broken leg, and Jordan Love under pressure has not looked good so far this year. So until Tucker Kraft comes back, Green Bay is kind of an auto click on the under for me. I played under 44 there. I sold down to an even plus 100.
You bet here on this Tuesday. But you had construction going on outside your place for like a long time now, right?
That was just a trash truck going down the alley. Sorry.
Oh, all right. That's a big ass dump truck, man. Give us an NBA betting thought that you've got.
My two horses right now in the futures pool are the Bucks and the Lakers. Starting to get a little nervous about the Bucks just because Giannis has been so good and so healthy, and now he's questionable so regularly. It's a little concerning, but the Lakers, I think, are still undersold by the market a bit, which is a little surprising. When we started the season in the NBA, the narrative was all like, well, the West is so good and the East is such garbage. And I actually think that was wildly overstated as a narrative. There are the entire middle class of the West looks kind of old and terrible to me. And I think that a lot of the unexpected stories in the East are actually kind of long-term good teams. Like, I don't think the Bulls and the Heat are just going to evaporate and start stinking. Like, these teams are actually pretty competitive. It's same with Philly. Like, all of a sudden, like, that entire group of teams that was, expected to be sort of in the mix for play-in, they can all play. There's good there's good scheme, there's good talent, and everybody is kind of finding unique ways to get the best out of what they've got. And then in the West, turns out, oh you thought the Mavericks were going to take a step this year, it's like, you thought the Clippers was going to exceed the sum of the parts there, oh no, they're actually going to be 30% of the sum of the parts. Moving on from Norman Powell, who is a legitimate two-way plus player, for Bradley Beal, who is the kind of easy object of attack on your defense, was a mistake. The Grizzlies, the Pelicans, like, these teams were expected to, they had upside, they were perceived as upside in the West, and all of a sudden they're very, very clearly, there is a bottom tier in the Western Conference that's a lot softer than I think people realized. So right now, Thunder clear number one with the bullet in the West, but the gap between them and the Nuggets is still smaller than I think the market realizes. I would put the Rockets, the Lakers, and the Spurs next up as far as power ratings in the West. Golden State Warriors, Timberwolves next, and then everybody else I think is lacking. So certainly kind of this idea that you had a big bad Western Conference is starting to fade a little bit for me, and I think most of those Eastern Conference teams that we weren't expecting much from are actually super, super fun to watch. To end things here, Nick, your Knicks tonight, favorite bet on the board for me. I laid 8.5 with these guys. I think it's out to 9.5, 10. Mitchell Robinson is a monster. He's a monster, period.
He is getting, do we know he's playing for sure? He's questionable, right?
I think he goes. I think he goes. And I think that
he is, by the way, I just looked. He's out. Just came down.
Oh, brutal. He's such a good player.
Whatever it's worth.
Well, it's too late for me. I've already died as cast. And, you know, the market is actually, I could get out of it if I wanted. But no, I like a lot about what the Knicks are as far as their, just their offensive identity, and the Grizz right now are lacking in terms of playable bodies.
You're the best, buddy. We appreciate it. At @Whale_Capper, NBC Sports, the Deep Dive Podcast with our buddy Andy Molitor. Andy, I saw a tweet that he made, Avgolemono soup recently, which is a great Greek soup that I grew up eating. That is, I got to tell you, he's the best. You're the best. We appreciate you, buddy. Good luck with the bet. Stay well. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, take care, guys. Best of luck.
The Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick, joining us on the show. That is a buzzkill about Mitchell Robinson. I still like the Knicks tonight.
Yeah. That game didn't make my card. I do like laying some big chalk, though, in one of the late games. We'll get to that in the next thing.
Oh, let's see if I can guess. Let's see. Well, how many? Oh, okay. So Femi's laying the Nuggets.
Correct.
Okay. Spoiler alert. The only late game where there's big chalk. Right. On the other side, it's all our bets for tonight in the world of sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them. Break.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, have some thank yous to dole out before we wrap up the terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Three tremendous guests joined us. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Mark Schlereth, Matt Moore of the Action Network, and Drew Dinsick of NBC Sports. I got to telling the guys off air, I have a splitting headache right now. Not meant to be a complaint, but just saying it's a little window into my life. I'm like trying to remember, who did we just have on the air like 10 seconds ago? It was Drew Dinsick. He was great. Mm-hmm. Magnificent. Our executive producer is the great Bill Zimmerman. Our technical director, the legendary Tyler Morales. Our engineer, the very handsome Jake Hassan. Our video producer, the sterling downtown Mike Brown. And our associate producer, cat lady, Addie Bates. We love Addie. Addie's great. But, you know, I had to do a joke thing at the end here. Addie, we love you. Addie, executive producer, written all over her as she continues forward in her career in sports radio, etc. Coming up after us is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you. What she said it first, right? She said cat lady first, right? I didn't call
her
that.
She did.
And what does that make me? I feed stray cats. Am I like a cat guy?
That's exactly
cat
what you
dude?
Are. Yeah. Yeah. Catman.
We're always.
Cat
always.
Daddy.
When you say cat dad, I have to tell you, this show has been very horny recently. When you say cat daddy, I think about like that Kate Upton video. Does there anyone else think about that?
I
mean, just, you know.
No, I think about the song. I don't think about the Kate
Jake, Upton. Jake, do you have a little Tony Romo for us? Yes, it's a real thing that actually happened. Coming up after us is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight. I love this lineup tonight. Our friend Sam Paniadovic tonight hosting with Brad Evans. We absolutely love that. Sam and Brad. Brad joins us now on the show. What's going on, buddy?
Hola, amigos! What a night for college hoots, gentlemen. I'm ready.
Yeah, well, we will ask you about your Illini in a second, but just to peel the curtain back, you know, we usually play a Thursday night football, predict the prop. Brad basically does not want to talk about the Patriots-Jets game, which, you know, it's the game kind of sucks. So we'll just go right to college hoops, Brad. What is your best bet for tonight in college basketball? We can talk about your Illini if you're so inclined.
Yeah, we'll reserve that because it's very difficult for me to speak as objectively as humanly possible about my ILL, but I do like Kentucky plus the points. I mean, the line has really climbed throughout the entire day. They're in a battle of the bluegrass day, taking on Louisville. It opened at 4.5 at BetMGM, and last I saw was at 6.5, and I'll take Big Blue Nation to score the cover, if not the outright upset. A lot of people piling up the greenbacks on the Cardinals. You know, Kelsey seemed very talented squad, a very balanced top 30 in offense efficiency, defense efficiency so far this season. But Kentucky runs deep. They're excellent defensively, and I think they had the best player in the four and Otega Oweh. So put all together, I think Kentucky is maybe going to win it. If they do lose it, I think it'd be by a single possession. So I will definitely take them plus the 6.5 there in that battle in Louisville.
Tyler, be ready. I want to get your opinion on this game in a minute as well. Brad, we appreciate it. Have a great time with our friend Sam Paniadovic tonight. And again, BetMGM tonight, Brad and Sam EP, and we will catch up with you tomorrow where hopefully we'll play some Predict the Prop on hump day.
Illinois -4.5, hells to the yes, I'm out!
Oh, he is insane. Our friend Brad Evans joining us here on the show. I mean, I have a complaint for Brad, and like I'll say this to him on Thursday, and Brad, you can stick around if you want, or you can leave, but it's whatever. Yeah, we'll talk to you later. I don't feel like the bartender bit's been as funny recently. I think it's maybe, I might be putting too much pressure on it on Thursdays.
It depends on the fingers. Like to me, the bit is like the, how many, like 3-finger, 4-finger, whatever it is. That's where I always enjoyed it. But yeah, I mean,
I'll tell you where I think it's falling short. I think it's too much emphasis he's placing on like the word bartender. I think it's because now he does like, because now he knows we like it. Now it's like bartender, bartender. I think it's funnier when it's just like bartender, order me and my friends a round of drinks, make it 3. I think it's too much sauce. Too much dip on the chip for Brad Evans here. Like, scale it back a little bit. Scale the bit back a little bit. It's still good. Brad and Sammy P coming up tonight on BetMGM Tonight. And with that, let's get to all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Jake, please drop the dope-ass beat. Today's NBA Odds Boost token belongs in your starting five. Use your token to get a bigger payout on a winning NBA bet. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. Don't forget to download and subscribe to You Bet or You Bet in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. You can check out Femi's Hour where he recapped Eagles Packers and broke down the Heisman Trophy market ahead of week 12 in the great sport of college football. let's start on the ice here. Frozen Femi, what do you got for us in terms of the goal scorer props?
Yeah, a few props here. I'm going to go ahead and nail this guy eventually at some point. Please score a goal.
Oh, yeah?
Mr. Joel Eriksson Ek of the Minnesota Wild, plus 215. Like, this man is beyond due. Like I said, like rent due? No, this is way past due. I am... Exactly. That's what we're doing tonight for the Minnesota Wild. They're taking on the San Jose Sharks. Joel Eriksson Ek, plus 215. I also going to go with the D-man. Colorado Avalanche's Cale Makar
was
on a heater. Plus 285. We got the D-man, Cale Makar, as they're taking on the Anaheim Ducks. He's been unbelievable so far this season, running away with the Norris very early in the NHL season. Then finally, in Seattle, the Kraken taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets. Give me Jordan Eberle at plus 225 to light the lamp. Another guy who's been percolating on the ice. So those are the three goal scorer bets. Eriksson Ek of Minnesota, Makar for the Avalanche, and Eberle of the Seattle Kraken.
We have a guy who's percolating. Femi's going to nail Joel Eriksson Ek, and then Femi has to add, have a D-man. There's only one noise that needs to be made, Jake. All right. Good job by Femi with the goal score. Listen, you watch yourself into that one, buddy. Like, you literally go, eventually I'm going to nail this guy, Joel Eriksson Ek. I'm followed immediately by, man, I got to go to a D-man now. Just absolutely love it, man. All right. This is just unreal. It's unreal. All right. NBA bets. I've got a few. I'll go first. So obviously you'd like to bet more with Mitchell Robinson. It's like, I think the Grizzlies, like the Knicks are a good team. I think the Knicks are going to run them off the floor tonight. I'll lay the 9.5 with the Knicks. No Mitchell Robinson. I don't care. Give me the Knicks. Matt Moore likes the Boston Celtics tonight against the Sixers. I don't. Remember what we were saying last week when Embiid's out, kind of like, or when Embiid's in, he kind of slows this thing to a crawl for the Sixers. Jared McCain's playing, no Paul George. I think you get the run-and-gun Philadelphia 76ers tonight. I'll bet the Sixers +1.5 at home as a dog against the Dallas Mavericks. Give me a three-team money line parlay tonight, and I'm going to get +107 right now at BetMGM. I love betting against the Brooklyn Nets. I'll take the Raptors to beat the Nets outright in Brooklyn. I will take the Thunder to beat the Warriors tonight with Steph Curry back. I don't care. Thunder are going to win the game. And I, Femi, I know you like this because you said it last segment. The Denver Nuggets to beat the Kings in Sacramento. Nuggets money line, Thunder money line, Raptors money line, +107 right now at BetMGM. And then I'm going to throw a player prop at everybody in the Pacers-Jazz game tonight, where with Walker Kessler out, we are seeing the Jazz have difficulty defending big men, and this is a really gross one. Let's go Aubrey's brother, Jay Huff, over 5.5 points. Jay Huff over 5.5 points tonight for the Indiana Pacers in Utah against the Jazz. Femi, your NBA bets for tonight.
Yeah, I have bets in the games that you mentioned in your parlay. I'm going to go with the over, though, in the Raptors and the Nets. I think these Nets games, Nets play zero defense whatsoever, and Toronto's healthy, so I like the over. Decent rest spot as well for them, so over 231. We're not going to be Oppo Taco, but we're shooting for the middle in OKC. I do like the Golden State Warriors +7.5. Similar to like the game that we saw opening night when they took on the Houston Rockets, these really good defensive teams, the Warriors, I think they'll be up for this one against a banged-up OKC unit, so I'll take 7.5 with Golden State. And as I said in the last segment, laying the 8.5 with the Denver Nuggets. The Nuggets have been outstanding so far this regular season. One of the best defensive teams as well this regular season. Jokic is playing at another level. I think they wax the Sacramento Kings tonight.
Okay. That means bets in the NBA. College basketball card for tonight. The headliner, Kentucky at Louisville. And as Brad said, a lot of money on Louisville here. The Cardinal up to 6.5-point home favorites. Ooh. Tyler, pop on here. What do you think of the Kentucky-Louisville game?
There were some rumors that Otega Owe might not play for Kentucky, but he's playing. Looks like he's good to go. I think this is just genuine interest on Louisville because this was 2.5 earlier. I like, give me Kentucky with the points. And like, no, if you make numbers, you go on any, you go KenPom, any of these sites, there's no reason this should be 6.5. So I think, or 5.5. I think this number just gotten way out of control just from genuine interest. So I like Kentucky plus the points.
I think it's going to be a clean sweep. I like Kentucky also, Femi. 6.5 is the number at BetMGM. And I'll have a small bet on Kentucky to win the game also against Louisville.
Yeah, these college basketball bets for me are going to be very, very small. These are fact-finding missions, but we'll pay to find out the facts. I'm going to play the under in that game. I'm going to go under 173.5 between Kentucky. But if I had to bet the side, I would be on your guys' side with Big Blue Nation. But give me the under. A lot of tempo in this game. I get it. But rivalry games, I think we're going to see some good defensive efforts. So I like under 173.5. That's been getting bet all day long. I still agree with the steam.
I've got some weird bets in college basketball.
Yeah? I got some more, too. You want to give your weird ones first?
I'm just like, my brain's not working. What's the name of the, because I had this. What's the name of the North Carolina player that's injured now?
Well, that's a great question.
Seth Trimble. Trimble. Okay. So Carolina's hosting Radford tonight. The number's up to 20.5 now. This game starts in 7 minutes. I'm taking the 20.5 with Radford. Awesome offensive team. Carolina's down. It's only player from last year that has tournament experience. I do think Carolina's going to win, but I think Radford falls inside the number. I'll take Radford. And here is the narrative bet, Femi, to end all narrative bets, and I'll try and be really quick here. So Duke is playing at Army tonight. Coach Mike Krzyzewski will be in attendance for the game, went to Army, coached at Army, has extreme reverence for West Point. I don't. Duke's a 33.5 point favorite. They're going to call the dogs off in this game to show respect to Army, Coach K's alma mater. Give me Army plus 33.5 against Duke because I don't think Duke's going to want to embarrass Army with Coach K in attendance. How about that?
That is a hell of a narrative bet as we sit here on this Tuesday, November 11th, for those of you who might have been home for the federal holiday. Hell of a narrative. I love that. But honestly, I'm going to tell you on that one. It's in the extra game section for those who are looking for it. I'm going to lay the 17 with Florida. I also like Illinois. I laid the 3.5, and then I'm also laying it tonight with Gonzaga. They've been playing really well defensively, and everyone on that team's like 24 years old. I think they wax great.
All right, and there you have it. Bunch of bets for tonight in the world of sports. I can't wait for it. It's going to be awesome. Femi, have a great night, and we will catch up later this week.
Let's go Black Knights. Good luck with the bets.
I'm trying to think, like, who are the Black Knights? So it's Vegas? Army.
It's Army.
Yeah, all right. We'll see everybody tomorrow on a wonderful Football Wednesday. Until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats winning bets the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.